She wants to ride, she's trying to hide it.
Chewy, Chewy doing the Dr. Evil impression on the stream in the break, not knowing that we were on. Made me chuckle.
It's
real hard.
Such an underrated movie.
I don't think
right?
it's underrated. I just feel like it's been out of like mainstream recognition for a while, hasn't it?
It's a movie that hasn't, because you see a bunch of movies from 25, 30 years ago, whatever, that are on regular rotation.
Yeah, TBS, TNT.
It's just not there. I don't know why that is, but.
Right.
I love gold.
And that's a different one, but also a very good one. Let's get to what we were talking about with Craig Karmazin about the fan bases. Unsportsmanlike was trying to figure out about, you know, which fan bases in the NFL are tolerable and which ones are annoying. So the question came up, are Packers fans annoying or not annoying? And I said to the guys this morning, come on. Are any of us going to really sit here and go, Packers fans are annoying? And Gabe rose his hand and goes, I will. And you make a good case. That's the thing. It's not just like drama for drama's sake. There are legitimate things that bother you about the way this fan base carries itself.
And there's, again, maybe this is the Midwestern in me that is so happy that we can be, just portrayed on a show like Unsportsmanlike of, oh, yeah, they seem to have everything together. They seem to be pretty level-headed. So outside of the house, things are going well. You open up that door. Whoo, boy, we got some issues. We got Matt LaFleur when the team's on defense trying to fire up the crowd because they won't get loud enough. We have the green package and gold package. I still don't know the difference between the two. I know one's Milwaukee, one's Green
gold
Bay.
Gold is Milwaukee.
Gold is Milwaukee.
So again,
we do that for
Bay,
sure.
Green Bay, green.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got the green package complaining because the gold package is all the division games this year. How come they get all these good games? How come Milwaukee better not sell their tickets this year to those other teams from, you know, those other fan bases? We got that fight going on. We got the fight inside the stadium between the young people and the old people, and the young people want the old people to stand up. The old people want the young people to sit down. We got a lot of things going on inside the house. We've got an internal civil war. At least outside of the house, we're calm and civil and have a united front. But before we can be considered a fan base that is not annoying, we've got a lot of things we have to clean up in our own house as Packers fans.
I thought they were great. I did. Not the loudest stadium when I played. And not the quietest. I always thought they were great. There were a lot of annoying places. New York, both times you went there. Dallas, just the arrogance of it. Chicago, their arrogance. Detroit was fine. Minnesota. They pipe in crowd noise. What are you doing?
I think the fan base from when you played, I think is a lot different than the fan base now. I don't remember having these issues, and maybe I was just blindly ignorant to it as a kid, but I don't remember the Milwaukee base and the Green Bay base having fights over who gets what games and who is perceived to be the favorite of the franchise, even though, again, the franchise has nothing to do with what the games are. They're just every single year, this game and this game and that game.
I think the gold package always complained, even back to my day.
Sure.
They always complain because it seemed like the green package always got the bigger games. So that's been going on for years.
They got more games, period. There's just a better opportunity when you only have two games, and this year it's three because they've added the ninth game at home. But like, we got to clean that up, man. Like, guess what? If you have the green package, you're pretty privileged. There's a waiting list. There's a waiting list of people. So who cares that you don't have a divisional game this year? You still have the Texans game. That's a pretty damn good game. You have the Niners game. That should be fun, right?
Do you
have Packers season tickets? You know what people would do for that? And now, because you have them, you're going to fight with the other group of people that also has them? What are we doing?
The other thing that bothers me, and I know you made reference to it, is I have said many times, I don't think that the head coach of the team should be using any bandwidth worrying about what the fans are doing. But yet, Matt LaFleur has at times been worrying about what the fans are doing mid-game. Raising his arms, make some noise, we're on defense, make it tough for the opposing offense. At other times, you've got the wave rolling around the thing. The fact that Matt LaFleur has talked about what the fans are doing at the podium, not once, but multiple times, that does feel like we got to get our house in order.
Yeah, I think we just need to have an internal meeting. We just have an internal meeting. We can hash these things out, and then we can go out there and, you know, feel good about when somebody like Michelle Smallman is a fan free agent, an NFL free agent, we can present it to.
Maybe they don't know, because this looks the same when you're a quarterback. I mean, some people can't see the wrist flip.
Yeah, like anyone listening on the radio.
This is still,
I'm right here,
I know
I
we
don't
have,
know what's going on.
This is pump them up, palms up, and this is settled down. That's tough to see from row 52. So they may be thinking, hey, let's do the wave. Well, let's get it going.
Okay, let's go see an eye doctor.
But not even that. Maybe you shouldn't be relying on the head coach to be giving you hand signals to know when to be cheering and when to be quiet. Right? That
Good
feels
point.
To me
That's
like
fair.
Very basic. And again, some of this stuff I do think you need to teach, right? We've even talked about just social mores at sporting events. Not getting up in your seats at baseball games, mid-pitch, mid-at-bat, waiting until someone is retired or on base to do your movement, right? If you don't tell someone that and you're a new fan, you're going to make those errors. But it's high time Packers fans figure out when they're supposed to be supporting the team loudly and when they're supposed to be letting the team work. That was the thing, right?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers would get upset because the fans would be doing the wave and they'd be in the red zone trying to score a touchdown and he couldn't communicate with the skill position players.
Correct.
Well, then you need a better video board guy.
Well,
the wave.
Oh, they've done that.
They have?
Oh, yes. They've got signs that
right,
say,
maybe
offense at work,
yes.
Please be quiet. It
He's gotten sassy.
That. Yes.
He's gotten pretty angry at them.
Like even more sassy than the Brewers scoreboard
right.
people with Ellie De La Cruz last year.
Maybe there is a little housekeeping that needs to be
done. That's what I'm
saying.
We need to, and I am so proud of all of us as Packer fans that we have been able to put out a great facade for everybody else out there. It's the most Midwestern thing we could possibly do, is pretend that everything's okay on the outside when inside we're struggling with some stuff. I'm super proud of us all for being able to do that, to have Chris Canty go, hey, they're a fan base that seems like they got their stuff together when, you know, again, we got some things we got.
It does remind me of a meme I saw recently on Instagram that goes around about this time of year every year, which is, it says, it's almost summer. The windows are open. If you hear me shouting at my children, keep on walking. Mind your business. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Yeah. Right? Keep it moving. The same stuff's happening at your house, you know? All right.
When I look at, you know, and when you're talking, I want to talk about annoying fan bases, though. Maybe Michelle wants to be a part of an annoying fan base.
What?
Why? Well, I mean, she's a part of probably the most annoying fan base out there.
St. Louis Cardinals.
True. Best fans in baseball. Don't even have to ask them. Oh, you're a Cardinal fan? Oh, yeah. We're the best fans in baseball. You don't even have to ask the question. It comes out naturally.
How's it going for the Cardinals this year?
Oh,
El Stinko?
Yeah, they're real bad. It's awesome. Sweet.
Not as El Stinko as the Reds, I think.
I saw a story like last week where fans are talking about boycotting and not going to games because they're so bad.
In St. Louis?
Ah, they've won the last three, though. I just pulled up the old standings
and
on the MLB
still
app.
Six games below?
Five games back of Milwaukee. Yes, not as bad again as the Cincinnati Reds, which are 8.5 games back. And we haven't even hit June yet. That's something we haven't talked about a lot, is that the Brewers are still leading the division. Big series, by the way. Big series rolling into AmFam Field this week.
Again, usually the first check-in point for the baseball standings.
Did it lose juice, though? Did it lose juice? Because I think I asked Sophia like a month ago. It was a little premature. But did it lose juice? Should they have done it earlier
in
the season?
The schedule.
The Brewers Cubs?
The Brewers Cubs at home.
Oh, well, they played
at
it
home.
Wrigley.
I mean, that schedule was out before Craig left.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The schedule comes out like before the season's
they
even
They need
over.
To stop that stuff. Just do it right before the season.
I don't think any animosity, I'm just going to ignore that statement, any animosity that people have for Craig Counsell has dissipated.
No.
I think it's bubbling under the surface, waiting to erupt on Monday.
The anticipation has always been for this
season. So what happens?
Oh, he gets the bleep boot out of him.
I saw shirts that say, Counsell out.
Why didn't Mike get booed bigger when he went to Seattle?
Because we fired him.
No.
Oh, that one.
A lot of coaches named Mike on the green bay. It's hard to keep him straight.
Holmgren.
Because he won a Super Bowl. He brought a team that was irrelevant for decades and brought them to prominence in the NFL.
But I think what Counsell did with the Brewers is equivalent to us winning a Super Bowl.
No.
Yes.
You got to win a championship.
No.
Gotta
not when it's not fair.
Doesn't
not
matter.
When it's not fair.
Doesn't matter, Chew. Got to win a championship.
Yeah, everyone thinks of Council as he took the easy way out. He went the place that has big money, and he never accomplished what he set out to do here.
And I think there was an understanding with Mike. We didn't necessarily like it at the time, but he also wanted to be a GM. And yes, that was what happened in the late 90s. Coaches wanted the power of both, and Ron wasn't going anywhere. So while we didn't like it because Holmgren, we'd have preferred him to stay, like part of you understood, okay, and at the time, Seattle was in the AFC. You know, so he went to the other side of the country, went to a division you didn't have to think about. He didn't go to the Bears or Vikings.
Just let me throw this out there also. Tough weekend for the Brewers, potentially, as they face Boston. Cubs are taking on St. Louis. Cubs are currently two games back on the Brewers in the standings. Very, very possible those teams come in tied. Very possible. Mm-hmm. Those two teams. I mean, two games separate them right now. I'm just saying, would you rather play St.
Why
Louis right now?
Why are you putting that bad juju out in the universe?
I'm just saying,
right
would
now
you rather play St. Louis right now or Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, I'd rather play St. Louis because they stink.
But Boston's not that good. I watched them the other day and turned it off.
Well, that's not a barometer of anything, to be perfectly honest with you.
You turn off anything unless it's good ice point road truckers. That's the only thing you keep
Mountain
on.
Mountain Men, Yukon Gold.
Okay, three. I'm using ice road truckers as a catch-all for all
We got to take a break here on Jen Gabachui. I do want to get to the Scottie Scheffler video that was dropped yesterday. We all had strong reactions to what we saw with our own eyeballs, not specifically and only relying on Jeff Darlington to give us the 411 on what happened. Was that a week ago now? It was 1 week ago.
1 week ago today, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So I do want to get to that. We also have Week in Reachu coming up. And it sounds like, Joshy, a little bit later in the show, we are also going to give away another ticket package for Snoop Dogg at Pottawatomie, correct?
Hell yeah, brother.
All right, so stick around for that. You'll have to get your dialing fingers ready.
Is your business looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Well, that's where Fifth Third Bank comes in. They've been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for 165 years. And for the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment with your business in mind. So what does that mean? It means that Fifth Third is big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, but they're also empowered to make local decisions with a great team here in Milwaukee and work from a foundation of strong community connections. Commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
There's been some conflicting information out there about what the latest or the developments are in the Scottie Scheffler situation with the Louisville Police Department. It sounds as though the charges will not, in fact, be dropped. We had heard from a report early in the week that they were going to drop the charges. It was just a matter of time. Then we heard, nope, that's not the case. They're following through with the charges. And yesterday, I believe it was the LMPD that released video of the interaction between Scottie Scheffler, again, the number one golfer in the world, who was arrested last Friday outside of Valhalla at the PGA Championship. Ended up playing, by the way, did not do really well as the weekend went on, which is certainly understandable. But the video that was released yesterday, guys, did I miss something? I kept looking for the police officer being dragged. I kept looking for what would apparently be justification for the LMPD to continue, you know, the charges. And I didn't see what I guess I thought I was going to see, especially, Gabe, from a video that was being released from the police department.
Yeah, they said that there are, I mean, it seems like they, I guess, have some other videos as well. I don't know if that shows the incident. This is from a security camera from across the street that they got. And it is, they were clear about this when they released it. And they said that there's some other video that they're respecting the process of this whole investigation and everything that goes into it. But this one was released, and apparently it is from right after the alleged incident where the officer and detective was allegedly, I cannot use that word strong enough, dragged by the vehicle that Scottie Scheffler was driving. You just kind of, there's a bus blocking the way, a bus that we had heard a lot about in the reporting from Jeff Darlington last week. And if you haven't seen the video, you can't really see anything. Then you can see Scotty Scheffler's car trying to take a left into Valhalla. You see the officer then running after his car and banging on the window very aggressively. The one thing I will say is the guy's moving very, very well for somebody who was just allegedly dragged by a car. He's up and running pretty good for a guy who just had his $80 pants damaged beyond repair.
Damaged beyond repair was the quote that was used in the report. And so, look, you're trying to put all the pieces together. You're trying to take the police report. You're trying to take the report from Jeff Darlington. You're trying to take what Scotty Scheffler and his representatives have said about how what they think, what they did that morning. And then you're taking this video and you're going, something does not add up. Again, I expected the video to at least corroborate the story that the police officer told. Now, again, is it possible that there is other video that will do so, Chew? I guess. Why wouldn't you release that video? But due process and all of that stuff. But this was, I don't think that this helped the Louisville Police Department at all.
No, and this is not their decision whether to charge. This is a district attorney. It's in his court now. The cops just gave him the information. And we've learned that this cop, a little bit of a goof.
That doesn't really have a sparkling record.
No, not a sparkling record. So who knows? Maybe the DA wants his 15 minutes of fame here. But I can tell you this from hearing Scheffler's attorney. They're not settling on anything. They're either it's getting dismissed across the board or they're taking it to trial.
Which to me feels like they feel very strongly that Scheffler did nothing wrong here.
Correct.
He was following the instructions that he had been given. He had said that he did not intend to disregard any instructions and that the incident was just a misunderstanding. It doesn't feel like the police department is willing to come to that same conclusion.
The most interesting thing to me about the video is there's like three people kind of by the gates right where you pull into the golf course. And if the three of us were standing by that gate, and even if it was just at, you know, for 10 feet at a minimal speed,
incidental,
if somebody was being dragged by a car, I feel like if I saw that, I would have some sort of reaction like, whoa, 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 what's going on over here? And yet those three people just seem like they're just sitting over there shooting the breeze and have no reaction until Scheffler pulls up and then you see the officer run after the vehicle.
And it still took quite a bit of time before any of the other people in the similar garb, in the similar security, rain jackets, yellow, etc., run over to see what is happening at the vehicle. Because again, like you said, the guy bangs on the windshield, right? And you can tell by his body language there's an aggressiveness to the message he is trying to convey to whoever is in the car. We obviously now know that was Scotty Scheffler. At one point, he reaches into the vehicle, mm-hmm. right? His body is inside of the vehicle. I guess I was under the impression that that wasn't even allowed. I didn't even think that the police could kind of broach that space. I thought, you know, the person had to come out of the vehicle and then that would initiate the interaction. So there was just a lot of really questionable things. I also did tell my son this as we were discussing it yesterday after it came out. It is the year of our Lord 2024. How in the world doesn't everyone navigate life as though every interaction is being recorded? How do you think, like, and again, I'm not going to assume or assert that there is some liar, pants on fire stuff happening here, although it certainly could be, and things are certainly pointing that direction. But don't lie about things. Like, there are cameras at everybody's front door. Everybody has a camera in their pocket. There's a camera at every intersection. There's a camera outside of stores. Like, if you have an interaction, if you have a conflict, if something happens, you better tell it straight. Because guess what's going to happen? There's going to be video evidence of whatever went down, whether it's on a light pole or whatever it was in this instance, or somebody had a dash cam, or somebody just happened to be recording the foliage and then spins their camera over to the ruckus that is occurring near them. There's a real good chance that whatever you're going to talk about is documented and that it's going to show up.
Well, and the cop already got suspended because he was supposed to be wearing his body cam.
I have no idea if he got suspended. He was reprimanded. I don't know what that means.
Well, disciplined. Okay, that's the word they used.
Like, I don't know if that actually means suspended or if that just means he had a note in his permanent file. Like, I don't know what that means.
A lot of questions.
For a mayor who stood up there and said, transparency is key.
Yeah.
missing a lot of the transparency
the
right now.
The policy was enacted in 2020, and that stated that all officers have to turn on their body cams prior to engaging in any law enforcement activities or encounters. How convenient in this instance that this officer did not, in fact, have his body cam on to be able to, again, document the interaction. I guess what I'm worried about, guys, and I said this when this happened 1 week ago, is the version of the truth being put out there. If Jeff Darlington isn't there for an eyewitness account, I'm not sure Scottie Scheffler plays on Friday. I'm not sure that the Louisville Police Department didn't throw the book at him and have him sit in a cell all day long as some sort of message, as some sort of, like, you know, warning shot to people who want to mess with the Louisville Police Department. They don't care who you are or what you're ranked in the world at your respective sport. So I was lauding the value of the eyewitness accounts before there was even video evidence of what occurred. This to me doesn't pass the smell test, Gabe. Right now it doesn't pass the smell test.
Absolutely it doesn't.
And I could be very wrong. And a lot of people out there who are reacting to it on social media, we could be wrong. Maybe there is video that shows this police officer doing what he was supposed to be doing and then getting dragged. But the thing that sticks in my head, I have not been able to shake, Gabe, is another police officer telling Peter Burns and his car full of people, someone tried to run over a cop. That is one warped game of telephone. And if it happened as immediately as it did, I can't help but wonder if that's the message or the story that they were trying to convey and what Scottie Scheffler would have been tabbed with and nailed with if there weren't these eyewitness accounts and cameras.
Yeah, and we'll find out. June 3rd is the arraignment date. We'll see if everything gets dropped.
But if they did have evidence of Scottie Scheffler being malicious, wouldn't they release it? Because they do not have to release. It's called discovery. So you don't get all of what the police department has until you go through the preliminary hearing. They can hold it to then. And then after the preliminary hearing, they have to release everything they had.
To the defense.
To the defense. But wouldn't you, if you had it where Scottie's dragging the cop, wouldn't you release that right now and say, hey,
yeah,
this is what we got?
And let me ask you this. What would Scottie Scheffler have to have done to elicit the response that we saw from the police officer?
Yeah, I mean, run him over, yeah.
But again, yeah, as you stated,
and
moving pretty well for somebody that was allegedly run over, you know?
I mean, cops have a tough job. They really do. They really, really do. But there's hero cops out there. You know what I mean? This is my area, gall darn it. You don't mess with my... I don't care if you're here to play the tournament. You're going to abide by my rules. Sounds a little like this. I mean, blowing donuts with a drunk guy in the back. Yeah, that's a good decision, which is on his record. So...
Which is a wild sentence.
Let's so just cool. tread a little, right, you know. Like,
want to see this, buddy? Let's yeah. see some I do think it's important that even despite the reporting, despite that the cops knew there was cameras there, it's not like that was a surprise, they still charged him as if, like was told to that police officer who spoke to Peter Burns, as if Scottie Scheffler hit him and dragged him. So right now, that is still where they're standing. Now, as information continues to come out, that story looks less and less credible. Is it possible there's something we're seeing there and people somehow didn't react to it? I suppose so. But right now, as the Louisville Police Department stands, the story that they got initially is still the story they have. Despite
and they're going with it, is what you're saying,
yep,
right?
Yep.
We're sticking by it.
If you're going to sell it, you got to sell it, right?
Joey, here's what bothers me. Cops have a tough job. There's a lot of good cops out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys who take it seriously to serve and protect. If you get a bad apple and they get national attention for fabricating a story to make somebody look bad, this is hypothetical, I'm not saying this is what happened, doesn't that negatively affect all the good guys out there? Doesn't that negatively affect the perception of police officers who are just out there trying to bust their humps for the communities and protect the people in their communities? Like, this is, if it shakes out the way that I think it might shake out, this is not a good look for police across the board. And that's what I don't love.
No, but look at Scottie Scheffler, right? Front news everywhere, all around the world. What's it going to be when he gets acquitted? Page 11? I mean, look at his side of it. He's like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Initial reports is like, what a jerk. Are you kidding me? Yeah. When and if he does get acquitted, where does it go? The back page.
Yeah. We've all moved on.
Yeah. So we'll see how it plays out.
Holiday weekend coming your way. And look, you're going to be out. You're going to be about. You're going to want to be doing things. You're going to get home. And, oh, man, what are we going to do for dinner? Well, if you go shopping for Palermo's Pizza and make sure that your freezer is stocked up with Palermo's, you won't have to worry about it because Palermo's has been doing this for 60 years. They know what they're doing when it comes to frozen pizza, which is why they have so many different brands under their umbrella, whether it's Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian Neighborhood Pizzeria, which is a favorite of mine. You can find them all in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread. Yeah, you can't want some
sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
All right, big guy, you ready?
No.
Never are. It's that time of the week. It's Week in Rechew.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Rechew.
All right, big guy. I got five questions of things you said throughout the course of the week. We are quizzing you to see how well you remember them. Three questions right means you pass. Three wrong means you fail. You ready?
Let's do it.
What visitor did you realize you thought you were hiding from your wife that she probably knew about all along?
Never thought of that. The guy Jen wanted to put in the trunk, the blammer.
Gave even more details
yes. On
the conversation we had around your neighbor, the blammer, who you didn't realize was caught on camera walking in and out of your house when you invite him over.
Okay, again, full disclosure, I thought you should put the empties
yes.
in the trunk, not the human in the trunk.
Depending on the day, Blammer might be an empty himself.
That's true. And speaking of tolerance, he has a high tolerance.
All right, we're one for one. Question number two. What brilliant idea did you have that we all made fun of?
I had a good thing going here, and you just wrecked it. I'm done with ideas.
The reality
That's
is...
The first down lasers, did that warrant Ashton coming from his office to the microphone to say it was such a bad idea?
You were talking about lasers coming from the ceiling, and most stadiums are open air.
Catherine Zeta-Jones over here.
I know, entrapment.
Yeah, but you could do it with a mirror. No, you could. A mirror that moves along the top of the stadium and your lasers are pointed somewhere so the angle would be... You can get it done.
I listened back to that and that might have been the meanest all three of us were ever to
yeah,
chew.
You guys were horrible.
Because Jen was stringing them along. She held me up because I was dying laughing. And Gabe's going, okay, yeah. And she just dug your hole deeper.
The players would really appreciate that. I'm telling you, they would.
The players in mind.
Yeah. Two for two?
Two for two. This is a very rare thing. Rarified air. Can you make it three for three? Question number three starts with an audio clip.
So we purged all the turds.
Who purged all of the turds? I had a buddy who, by the way, texted me about this, thinking that you should put it on a t-shirt. Love the idea.
Purge the turds?
Of purge the turds.
Would that be Ron?
Who purged the turds? What were you talking about?
I know you're talking about getting rid of the turds in the locker room.
Yep.
Was it Mike? Who purged the turds?
A little more recent.
Goody?
LaFleur.
Oh, LaFleur. All right. I probably should have got that one.
Although, to be fair, it feels like there have been a lot of moments in your life where the turds have been purged.
Yes.
I mean, you were able to rattle off three right there.
I like to purge three in this room alone.
Pretty good. Pretty good pop. Question four also starts with an audio clip.
You know who doesn't like the fact that I'm on social media?
But you're not on social media?
Yes.
Who doesn't like that Chewy is not on social media?
The government. Because Homer looked at me like I'm crazy, and then he came around. He's like, you know what? You're probably right.
Why? I didn't get to hear
that's
this
also not
of
what happened.
I don't remember the rest.
But why would the government care if you're on social media or not?
Because that's how they track you. That's how they track you.
Track you doing what?
Things.
Anything?
Help.
Look, man, I wasn't here.
His idea is that because he didn't have his phone, the government was unable to track him, to which I said, inaccurate. You could be tracked through, I don't know, your car that has a computer, the computers you use, the iPad. And then he said that social media is a good way to track people, which it certainly is used for that.
Especially if you're saying, I'm at Bradford Beach, I'm at Colectivo, I'm at Cousin Subs. Yes, that is a very easy way to track people. But I don't know otherwise how social media is tracking. You think it's all GPS?
Yeah.
Like,
it's all lasers.
Satellites and lasers, things of that nature.
You should really get in on the laser game, huh? I mean, investment-wise?
Yeah.
Who says he's not?
I was going to say, at your car wash, there's probably lasers involved there.
Ah, there could be. I'll ask Ange.
Hey, are we invested in lasers?
Lasers and mirrors.
Can you, if you have this conversation, can you just hit record on your phone and leave it on the table?
Okay.
Because I want to hear her reaction to the question of, hey, honey, are we invested in lasers?
Are we in the laser business?
She yelled at me for disparaging a company that didn't deserve it.
Well, yes, you kept telling us it was FedEx. No, FedEx that lost your phone or what hadn't delivered it in time.
Here's the problem, though. I can't decipher from dreams and reality. So I probably had a dream about FedEx, and then, so it's not really my fault.
Mm. Speaking of which, question number 5.
Okay. So this time, it's not my fault.
What was not your fault this time, like every other time seemingly ever?
Getting the FedEx UPS thing wrong.
This one was specifically you leaving your phone in Florida.
But yes.
But I mean, it's all tied in. It's not so fact, though.
Yeah, I was kind of right. I still don't think it was.
Why know.
I'm with you.
You are?
Leaving your phone in Florida was not your fault.
See, you'd blame
Dario.
Yes.
Disparaging FedEx was your fault.
Yes.
Leaving your
Fine
phone
company,
in Florida,
yes.
I don't
Again,
think you deserve
I
all the
I feel like it's very important to note to address the nuance here. Leaving the phone in the vehicle happens. As I told you guys, I left my purse in the vehicle when we were going to the Orlando airport. Not all that different than what you did. But we immediately got the guy to come back and give us the purse.
I would have missed the flight.
Not if Angie had stayed behind and gotten it because she had global entry.
You know what she would have said if, hey, can you go down and get the purse because you have global entry?
Phone, but yes.
Careful.
It wouldn't have been pretty. Yes.
Tread lightly, my friend.
It wouldn't have been.
Are you trying to tell me there's never been a situation where you've bailed her out?
Few and far between, it seems.
Have I bailed her? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I have.
I know.
Oh, yeah,
you have.
I know.
I know you have.
Wait, what about when the kid sat next to him at the event?
Oh.
That was.
I mean, but your
once
heart
again,
was,
not
your
my
heart
fault.
Was in the right place. Your heart was in the right place.
But
wait, no, wait, it was, no. She was she, the one. Yeah, she's
oh,
the one.
She did it. That's right.
She yelled that so, again. We're dancing around the story so quickly. Tell it. When we used to have the Wisconsin Sports Awards, it got big enough where we were, you know, televising it, and we wanted to have seat fillers. So interns for ESPN Milwaukee were serving as seat fillers. Chewy was going up to give an award, so a kid came over to sit in Chewy's empty seat. To which your wife looked at this poor college kid and said, "What?
If my husband sees you sitting here, he's going to kill you."
And knowing that her husband just went up as Mark Shimura, that is terrifying. So this kid, tail between his legs, got up and out of the seat.
Someone should have said, hey, there's going to be seat fillers when, you know.
Yeah, I suppose that story doesn't really qualify as you having her back, does it? I remembered it going differently.
It's the right move telling somebody that they're seat fillers or not reacting that way, which is the right
I think we all know the answer to that.
You should tell them they're seat fillers. Again, we should know who's in attendance of the event that we're putting on.
Yes, thank
we
you.
We should know that, like, the expectations have been set. We have to meet those expectations.
All right, guys, get your dialing fingers ready. 800-990-3776. It is time. Another opportunity to see the one and only Snoop Dogg at the Potawatomi Amplified Concert Series kicking off Saturday, June 15th. It is one night only. It's at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. And right now, we are giving away two tickets to see Snoop Dogg. 800-990-3776. Caller number six. Caller number six right now to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy will win two tickets to see Snoop Dogg at Potawatomi Amplified on Saturday, June 15th.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy. Flowy. The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks and Six, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks and Six, how it became a rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.
We won't be on the show on Monday celebrating Memorial Day with our families. So I want to make sure that we talk about this Craig Council thing before he rolls back into AmFam Field. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put out a poll asking people how they feel about it. Maybe you thought that people would calm down, people would relax, people were, you know, affected by it emotionally when it initially happened, Craig Council going to the Cubs. But 50% of people responding to their poll about what is your current opinion of Craig Council responded, I will never forgive him for going to the Cubs. So it would appear, Gabe, as though people have not simmered down now.
Oh, no.
On Craig Council.
Been waiting for this day.
How do you think the reaction will be at AmFam on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of that series?
I hope the roof is open so I can hear the boos from my house.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'd sit silent.
Boo that guy.
Huh?
Yeah, boo him. He left you high and dry.
Yeah.
No, didn't? Didn't leave you high and dry.
Did
not lean into, oh, I'm one of you guys. I'm one of you. I'm one of you. That's why I know what it takes. I know what it takes to live here. I know what it takes to be a Wisconsin. I know what it takes to be a Brewers fan because I'm that guy. I am you. Deuces.
Yep, did all those things accurate. Nobody's disputing any of those things. But he also got $8 million and became the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball.
So sure. If Fox offers you a job three times the money here, you're leaving?
Yeah. And guess what you should do? Guess what you should do?
Boo you?
Boo my ass.
All right.
We wouldn't, because you're a good guy, just like Craig Council. You're a nice guy. You've treated everybody respectfully. You'd boo Gabe.
Boo his ass out of
the hell out of here. That guy helped you move 3 weeks ago.
Still a traitor.
Yes,
Gabe would understand. If I then turned around and stabbed Joshy in the back.
Yes, but it's figurative. It's not literal. There was no actual stabbing in the back.
Aaron Jones going to Minnesota Vikings.
That's not as bad, because the Packers are the ones that cut him.
Brett Favre going to the Vikings.
That's bad. That's worse, because he manufactured it.
Did you boo him?
Of course.
Bleep that guy.
Did you really boo him?
Yeah.
You booed Brett?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You went to the Vikings to stick it to my team.
Okay. But did you then, when he came back around and he was honored in the Ring of Honor, did you also clap?
Yeah.
All right.
Time will heal it. But no, but again, it's different. Had Brett won a Super Bowl with the Vikings,
you couldn't.
I don't know if his number's retired right now.
How does it eliminate all of the stuff he did, all the good stuff he did, all the success he had?
Our favorite joke as a Packers fan is about the empty trophy case for the Vikings, or what do you call a Viking with a Super Bowl ring?
Is it a thief?
A thief. those are some of our favorite jokes to tell. He would rob us of that joy. Rob us of that joy had he won a show. So because he didn't, it was easier to forget.
Again, reminder, Craig Council was the most successful manager in a Brewers uniform in franchise history. It feels like maybe we could remember all the good times that he also gave the fan base.
He decided to pee all over it.
Oh, I'm excited. It's going to be explosive. We'll be in touch with the next on ESPN Milwaukee.